That is quite a bombshell for a father to drop.
I know. Apparently it happens to all the male members when they're 21, and it's about as big an announcement as you can imagine. Really.
So the character Tim can travel in time, but he can't change history.
No, you can only go back in your own life.
Ah, OK.
And you can only go back to places where you've actually been. So you can only change, if you wish to, things in your own life. You can't go back and kill Hitler or anything
no.
of that kind.
Would you like this yourself, Bill? Is this something that appeals to you?
I can't say it's anything I've sort of felt the lack of, to be honest. I mean, I'm quite, looking back on my life, I'm quite glad, particularly when I was young, I'm quite glad it's over. You know what I mean? I'm just quite happy to leave it as it is.
Yes.
I've never had any great desire to go back.
No.
But it might be nice. I mean, what they discover, well, I better not say, because you watch the film and you'll find out. But they find a way of using it, which is pretty handy.
Yeah, Tim decides to use it to get a girlfriend.
Well, that's one way, yeah. But it's more to do with when and how you go back in time, you know, how regularly you use it. But yeah, you can, if you have a difficult date and you're making a mess of it, you can just go into the men's room, close your fists, think back to the beginning of the date and go back and get it right, which could be quite handy.
Yeah. What attracted you in particular to this film, Bill?
Well, it's Richard, really. Richard Curtis. I've worked with him a lot. I hope it isn't his last film. I hope that's just talk. I wouldn't blame him if it was. It's what he calls 1,000 days of tension making a film.
Yeah.
And I can quite understand that. But I hope, personally, I hope it's not the case. But I love him. I love what he does. And he's very, very, very cool to work with.
Yeah, I spoke with Emma Freud about it.
Oh, yeah.
And she reckons it is his last. So maybe if she says it is, it is.
It probably is, yeah.
Who knows? Never say never.
No.
Interesting that there's as much a focus, isn't there, in this film on the father-son relationship as there is on the traditional sort of more romantic elements of a Richard Curtis film.
Yeah, I know that he particularly wanted to investigate that relationship. And I was very pleased. It was, and to do it with Donald Gleeson, who's the young actor who plays the leading man, and he's a terrific young actor. He's Brendan Gleeson's son,
yeah.
Which is beside the point, but I mention it anyway. And he was very easy to do business, and it's very touching. Those scenes are quite powerful in their own quiet way.
Mm. Why do you think Richard Curtis's films have been so successful, not just in Britain, but beyond? What is it about them?
I think it just they just make you feel better, but in a respectable way, not without manipulating you bogusly. He is a believer. Richard does mean all this stuff. He's not making a certain kind of film to get ahead or get rich. He actually does believe in the stuff that the film suggests. You know, in this, there's a very simple sort of philosophical suggestion, which is not rocket science. It's not something that hasn't occurred to everybody, but it's presented in a very entertaining and beautiful way, which is just really to make the most of every day you have.
Mm.
It sounds like a small thing, but actually it's the biggest thing to pull off in one's life.
Yeah. And is that kind of philosophy important to you as an actor when you embark on a project?
Well, it's been important to me, generally speaking. It's been something, you know, I'm knocking on, and you get to my age and you start to look at the time kind of thing. And you think, well, I don't want to lose any more days sort of anxiously worrying about tomorrow or regretting yesterday or anything that might steal it from me. And you just try, you do. I have been consciously trying to pay attention to the good things in my life and the beauty around me. I know it sounds lame, but get over it. And you know, but it, and trying to, you know, maximize my time.
Mm. I wanted to chat with you about Harry Potter and your role in that, playing the Minister of Magic, and the Welsh accent, because I read that was your choice. You decided to make that character Welsh.
Yes, I did, and I know it's wacky, really. I love the Welsh accent, and I just thought it would make it a little different. There were lots of, you know, you come into Harry Potter 10 years into the project, as it were, and everybody's used every voice there is, you know, more or less. So I thought it might be time for a Welsh accent, and I just thought it would give him some authority and a kind of lyricalness.
Yeah, and what is it about the Welsh accent that you do like?
It's very, very, there's something delicious about it. I mean, there are various Welsh accents, obviously. There's the North and South and all the different ones in between. But it's a very infectious way of speaking. I find it's very, I don't quite know how to describe it, but it's very attractive.
I agree. And I read as well that you were offered Doctor Who. That could have brought you to Cardiff.
Yeah,
can I
just say this is absolutely not true.
Oh.
Someone has misquoted me, misrepresented me, and I'm irritated by it. To some degree. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but no. I would like, given that you've asked me, I'd like to take the opportunity to say that that's absolutely not the case.
There we are. That's,
I don't
that
want
settled.
It's. I don't want anyone who played Doctor Who to think that they were, you know, that they did it after I declined it. That's not the case.
Okay. Have you seen the film in its entirety yet?
No, I haven't seen the film. I never see the film if I can possibly help it.
Oh right. Ever or do you?
Ever, if I can try. No, ever. I watched myself when I was young on television, yeah. And it was so unbearably upsetting and disappointing that I vowed not to do it again unless I absolutely had to.
It's a good job the rest of us enjoy you, isn't it?
Well, no, I'm happy with that relationship. I mean, if you think about yourself, I don't know how you feel, but if you wanted to sit down, if the suggestion was you sat down and watched yourself for a couple of hours, 35 foot tall, walking and talking, you might, I don't know how you feel.
I wouldn't listen to myself on the radio.
Well, exactly. There you go. So, I don't think I'm alone in this.
Bill, good to talk to you. Many thanks indeed. I wish you every success with the film. It's called About Time. It opens in cinemas around the country tomorrow. That's Bill Nighy.